Varicocele is one of the most common conditions affecting the veins inside the scrotum. Many men discover it either after noticing discomfort in the testicle or during medical tests related to fertility. Some patients feel a mild heaviness or dull pain in the scrotum, especially after standing for long periods, while others may have no symptoms at all and only learn about the condition during a routine medical examination. In daily clinical practice, we see varicocele frequently, particularly in young men and men of reproductive age. In fact, many patients start searching for information only after hearing the term varicocele for the first time during a medical checkup. The good news is that varicocele is usually not a dangerous condition. Many cases do not require treatment at all, and when treatment is needed, effective options are available. In this guide, we explain what varicocele is, why it happens, how it is diagnosed, and the treatment options available today. What is a varicocele? Why does varicocele occur? Why does varicocele usually occur on the left side? How common is varicocele in men? Varicocele grades. Can varicocele cause testicular shrinkage? Varicocele symptoms. Varicocele versus other causes of testicular pain. When should you see a doctor immediately? How is varicocele diagnosed? The impact of varicocele on testosterone levels. Does varicocele affect sexual life? When does varicocele require treatment? Varicocele treatment options. Surgery versus embolization. For varicocele treatment. Types of varicocele surgery. Which treatment is best for varicocele? How is varicocele surgery performed? Recovery after varicocele surgery. Can varicocele return after treatment? Important tips for patients with varicocele. Common mistakes among patients with varicocele. When to worry about varicocele. Summary table of contents. What is a varicocele? Why does varicocele occur? Why does varicocele usually occur on the left side? How common is varicocele in men? Varicocele grades. Can varicocele cause testicular shrinkage? Varicocele symptoms. Varicocele versus other causes of testicular pain. When should you see a doctor immediately? How is varicocele diagnosed? The impact of varicocele on testosterone levels. Does varicocele affect sexual life? When does varicocele require treatment? Varicocele treatment options. Surgery versus embolization. For varicocele treatment. Types of varicocele surgery. Which treatment is best for varicocele? How is varicocele surgery performed? Recovery after varicocele surgery. Can varicocele return after treatment? Important tips for patients with varicocele. Common mistakes among patients with varicocele. When to worry about varicocele. Summary key points. Varicocele is the enlargement of veins inside the scrotum around the testicle. It affects about 15% of men and up to 40% of men with fertility issues. Many men have no symptoms, while others may feel heaviness or mild testicular pain. Varicocele is more common on the left side because of differences in vein anatomy. Diagnosis is usually done through physical examination and Doppler ultrasound. Treatment may include observation, microsurgical repair, or embolization when necessary. What is a varicocele? A varicocele is an abnormal enlargement of the veins inside the scrotum around the testicle. These veins are responsible for carrying blood away from the testicle, and when they do not function properly, blood can begin to collect inside them. Over time, this leads to gradual swelling and dilation of the veins. This condition is similar to varicose veins that occur in the legs, where the veins become larger and more visible due to blood pooling inside them. In some cases, these enlarged veins can be felt or even seen within the scrotum, while in other cases they are small and only detected during a medical examination. In many men, a varicocele does not cause noticeable symptoms. However, some patients may experience a feeling of heaviness in the testicle or mild discomfort that tends to worsen after standing for long periods or toward the end of the day. To better understand this condition, it is helpful to look at why varicocele develop and why they appear in some men but not in others. Why does varicocele occur? A varicocele usually develops because of a problem with the small valves inside the veins that carry blood away from the testicles. These valves normally allow blood to flow upward in one direction and prevent it from flowing backward. When these valves become weak or stop working properly, some of the blood may flow backward and collect in the veins around the testicle. Over time, this buildup of blood causes the veins to enlarge and leads to what is known as a varicocele. In some cases, other factors may also contribute to the development of varicocele, such as the natural anatomy of the veins in the body or increased pressure in the veins of the abdomen. Because of this, the condition can appear in some men even without a clear underlying disease. In clinical practice, we often see this condition in teenagers and men of reproductive age. In many cases, it is discovered during a routine physical examination or while evaluating possible causes of infertility. Why does varicocele usually occur on the left side? Medically, it is commonly observed that varicocele appears on the left side in most cases. In fact, around 80% to 90% of varicocele cases occur in the left testicle, while it is less common on the right side or on both sides at the same time. The main reason for this difference is related to the anatomy of the veins in this area. The vein that carries blood from the left testicle connects to the left renal vein at nearly a right angle, while the vein from the right testicle drains directly into the inferior vena cava. Because of this anatomical difference, pressure can be higher in the left testicular vein, making blood pooling and vein enlargement more likely on that side. In some cases, varicocele can occur on both sides, but the left side remains the most common location. For this reason, when doctors examine the scrotum, they usually pay closer attention to the left testicle since it is the side where varicocele is most likely to be found. How common is varicocele in men? Varicocele is not a rare condition as some men may think. In fact, it is one of the most commonly diagnosed conditions affecting the scrotum in adolescents and adult men. Studies suggest that varicocele occurs in about 15% of men in the general population. However, this percentage can be higher among men who experience fertility problems, where varicocele may be found in 30% to 40% of men who seek medical evaluation for infertility. Varicocele often develops during puberty or adolescence, a time when the testicles grow rapidly and blood flow to the area increases. For this reason, the condition is sometimes discovered during routine medical examinations in teenagers. At the same time, it is important to understand that having a varicocele does not necessarily mean there is a serious health problem. Many men have mild varicoceles that cause no symptoms and no fertility issues, and they are often discovered incidentally during a medical evaluation. Varicocele grades. Not all varicoceles are the same. In clinical practice, we usually classify varicocele into different grades based on the size of the enlarged veins and how easily they can be detected during examination. This helps determine the severity of the condition and whether treatment may be necessary. Swipe to see full table grade description how it is detected. Grade 1 small varicocele that cannot be seen, detected only during the Valsalva maneuver. Grade 2 enlarged veins can be felt during examination, not visible but palpable without Valsalva. Grade 3 large varicocele clearly visible in the scrotum, easily seen and felt during examination. In general, higher grades of varicocele are more likely to cause noticeable symptoms such as discomfort or heaviness in the testicle. In some cases, they may also have a greater impact on fertility. However, treatment decisions are not based on the grade alone, but also on symptoms, examination findings, and individual patient evaluation. Can varicocele cause testicular shrinkage? In some cases, especially when a varicocele develops during adolescence or early adulthood, it may affect the growth of the affected testicle. This can happen because the pooling of blood inside the enlarged veins may alter the normal environment around the testicle. Over time, this change can affect how the testicle develops and may lead to a slight difference in size between the two testicles. For this reason, when a varicocele is diagnosed in teenagers or young men, doctors often monitor the size of both testicles over time to make sure that normal growth is continuing. Regular follow-up examinations can help detect any changes early and allow doctors to decide whether treatment might be necessary to protect testicular function. Varicocele symptoms. In many cases, a varicocele may not cause any noticeable symptoms. For this reason, it is sometimes discovered by chance during a physical examination or while investigating possible causes of infertility. However, some men may experience symptoms that vary in severity from one person to another. Testicular pain or heaviness. One of the most common symptoms is a feeling of heaviness or mild pain in the testicle. This discomfort often becomes more noticeable after standing for long periods or toward the end of the day. Some patients describe the sensation as a dull pressure or an uncomfortable feeling in the scrotum. Enlarged veins in the scrotum. In some cases, enlarged veins may be visible or noticeable inside the scrotum, especially in more advanced stages of varicocele. These veins may sometimes appear like a network of twisted veins under the skin. Possible impact on fertility. In certain men, varicocele may affect the production or quality of sperm. Because of this, the condition is sometimes discovered during fertility evaluations when couples are trying to conceive. Can varicocele occur without symptoms? Yes. In fact, many men have a varicocele without experiencing any symptoms at all. In these cases, the condition is often detected only during a physical examination or through imaging tests such as testicular Doppler ultrasound, light bulb emoji, mini tip. If you notice that testicular discomfort becomes worse after standing for long periods and improves when lying down, this may be a sign that a varicocele could be present. Are you experiencing these symptoms? Discover safe, proven solutions tailored to your case. Speak to a specialist. Varicocele versus other causes of testicular pain. Testicular pain can have several possible causes. While varicocele usually causes mild discomfort or heaviness, other conditions may lead to more severe symptoms and require urgent medical attention. Swipe to see full table condition typical symptoms urgency varicocele dull pain or heaviness, often worse after standing usually not urgent testicular torsion sudden severe pain and swelling medical emergency epididymitis pain with swelling, redness, sometimes fever needs medical treatment hydrocele painless swelling of the scrotum usually not urgent. Because symptoms may overlap, a physical examination and testicular ultrasound are usually the most reliable ways to determine the exact cause of testicular pain. When should you see a doctor immediately? In most cases, varicocele does not cause severe symptoms. However, there are certain situations where medical evaluation should not be delayed and does not cause severe symptoms. However, there are certain situations where medical evaluation should not be delayed. If you experience sudden or severe testicular pain, noticeable swelling in the scrotum, or pain that becomes worse quickly, it is important to seek medical attention as soon as possible. Some conditions, such as testicular torsion or acute infections, can cause similar symptoms but require urgent treatment. For this reason, if testicular pain appears suddenly, becomes intense, or is associated with significant swelling, it is always safer to consult a doctor promptly to determine the cause. How is varicocele diagnosed? Diagnosing a varicocele is usually straightforward. In many cases, doctors can identify it during a physical examination. However, additional tests may sometimes be used to confirm the diagnosis or evaluate how the condition affects the testicle. Physical examination. Diagnosis typically begins with a physical examination. The doctor examines the scrotum while the patient is standing, because enlarged veins are often more noticeable in this position. In some cases, the doctor may ask the patient to perform a simple maneuver, such as holding the breath and gently bearing down, Valsalva maneuver. This can make the enlarged veins easier to detect during the examination. Through this evaluation, the doctor can often determine whether a varicocele is present and estimate its grade. Testicular Doppler ultrasound. In some situations, a Doppler ultrasound of the testicles may be recommended. This imaging test uses sound waves to visualize the veins inside the scrotum and evaluate blood flow. Doppler ultrasound is considered one of the most accurate tests for confirming varicocele, and it can also detect smaller cases that may not be obvious during a physical examination. Semen and analysis. When varicocele is suspected to affect fertility, the doctor may recommend a semen and analysis. This test evaluates the number, movement, and shape of sperm, which are important factors when assessing male fertility. Together, these evaluations help doctors understand the condition clearly and determine whether treatment is necessary. Light bulb emoji, mini tip. A testicular Doppler ultrasound is a simple and painless test. It is one of the most accurate methods for confirming the presence of a varicocele and evaluating its severity. The impact of varicocele on testosterone levels. The testicles are not only responsible for producing sperm, but they also play an important role in producing testosterone, the hormone that influences many functions in the male body, including sexual desire, energy levels, and muscle mass. In some cases, varicocele may affect testicular function over time. One possible reason is that the enlargement of veins can alter the natural environment around the testicle, such as increasing temperature or affecting normal blood circulation. These changes may influence the cells responsible for producing testosterone in certain men. However, this effect does not occur in all patients. In fact, many men with varicocele still have normal testosterone levels. In some situations, particularly when the varicocele is more significant, doctors may observe an improvement in testosterone levels after varicocele treatment. For this reason, hormone levels may sometimes be evaluated as part of the overall assessment. Does varicocele affect sexual life? One of the common questions men ask after being diagnosed with a varicocele is whether this condition can affect sexual performance. In most cases, varicocele does not directly cause erectile dysfunction or interfere with sexual activity. Many men live for years with a varicocele without any noticeable impact on their sexual life. However, in some advanced cases, varicocele may affect overall testicular function, especially if there is an effect on testosterone production. In such situations, some men may notice changes in sexual desire or general energy levels. Overall, the majority of men with varicocele do not experience problems with sexual performance, and the main concerns are usually related to testicular discomfort or fertility rather than sexual function. When does varicocele require treatment? Not every man diagnosed with a varicocele requires treatment. In many cases, the condition is mild and does not cause noticeable symptoms. In our clinical practice, we usually consider treatment when the varicocele begins to cause symptoms or affects testicular function. Swipe to see full table situation why treatment may be needed. Persistent testicular pain, to relieve ongoing discomfort that does not improve with rest. Abnormal semen analysis to improve sperm quality and overall fertility. Potential difficulty achieving pregnancy to support natural conception when varicocele is a contributing factor. Testicular size differences to protect normal testicular development, especially in younger patients. In summary, treatment is usually recommended when varicocele is associated with pain, fertility concerns, or changes in testicular size. If the condition is mild and does not cause symptoms, regular monitoring may be all that is needed. Varicocele treatment options. The treatment of varicocele depends on several factors, including the severity of the condition, the presence of symptoms, and whether fertility is affected. Some patients may not require any treatment, while others may benefit from intervention to relieve symptoms or improve fertility. In general, there are three main approaches to managing varicocele observation without treatment. In mild cases where the varicocele does not cause symptoms or fertility problems, treatment may not be necessary. Doctors may simply recommend periodic monitoring to observe any changes in symptoms or testicular function. Many men live with a mild varicocele without experiencing any significant health issues. Surgical varicocele repair. Surgery is one of the most commonly used treatments for varicocele, especially when the condition causes persistent pain or is associated with fertility problems. During the procedure, the surgeon closes the enlarged veins, responsible for blood pooling around the testicle. This allows blood to be redirected through healthy veins. Varicocele embolization, catheter-based treatment. Another treatment option is varicocele embolization, a minimally invasive procedure performed by interventional radiologists. In this technique, a thin catheter is inserted through a vein in the body and guided toward the affected veins. Special materials are then used to block the enlarged veins from the inside, preventing blood from pooling in them. Surgery versus embolization for varicocele treatment. When considering treatment for varicocele, many patients ask about the difference between traditional surgery and embolization, catheter-based treatment. Both approaches aim to close the enlarged veins that cause blood pooling around the testicle, but the technique used is different. In surgery, the doctor directly ties or closes the enlarged veins through a small surgical incision. This prevents blood from flowing through the affected veins and redirects circulation through healthy veins. In embolization, the veins are reached from inside the body using a thin catheter inserted through a vein, usually in the groin or neck. Once the catheter reaches the affected veins, special materials such as coils or medical agents are used to block them. embolization does not require a surgical incision and is considered minimally invasive, but it may not be available in all medical centers. On the other hand, microsurgical varicocele repair is widely performed in specialized centers. This technique allows surgeons to view the veins under magnification and treat them with greater precision while preserving nearby arteries and lymphatic vessels. Both methods can provide good results when the treatment is carefully selected based on the patient's condition and the experience of the medical team. Types of varicocele surgery. When doctors recommend surgical treatment for varicocele, there are several techniques that can be used to close the enlarged veins around the testicle. The goal of all these procedures is to stop the abnormal blood flow in the affected veins and redirect circulation through healthy veins, helping improve blood flow around the testicle. The choice of surgical technique usually depends on several factors, including the severity of the varicocele, the surgeon's experience, and the technology available at the medical center. Although the approaches may differ, the main principle in all procedures is to identify and close the veins responsible for the varicocele. Microsurgical varicocelectomy. Microsurgical varicocelectomy is considered one of the most precise techniques for treating varicocele and is widely preferred by many specialized surgeons today. During this procedure, the surgeon makes a small incision in the lower abdomen near the scrotum and uses a surgical microscope to view the veins with high magnification. This allows the surgeon to identify and tie the affected veins accurately while preserving important structures such as arteries and lymphatic vessels. One of the advantages of this technique is that it reduces the risk of complications, such as fluid buildup around the testicle, and also lowers the chance of the varicocele returning. Dr. Askan Hoja often explains to patients that microsurgical varicocele repair allows surgeons to preserve important structures such as arteries and lymphatic vessels, which may help reduce complications and recurrence. Open varicocelectomy. Open varicocelectomy is the traditional surgical method that has been used for many years to treat varicocele. In this procedure, the surgeon makes a small incision in the lower abdomen or above the scrotum to reach the enlarged veins. These veins are then tied off to stop the abnormal blood flow. After the affected veins are closed, blood circulation is naturally redirected through healthy veins. Although this technique is still performed in some centers, newer methods often provide greater precision when dealing with smaller veins. Laparoscopic varicocelectomy. In laparoscopic surgery, the procedure is performed using a laparoscope, a thin instrument with a camera that is inserted through small openings in the abdominal wall. The camera allows the surgeon to view the veins on a monitor while performing the procedure using specialized surgical tools inserted through the same small openings. This approach may sometimes be used when varicocele is present on both sides or when the surgeon prefers to access the veins from inside the abdomen. Which treatment is best for varicocele? When discussing the best treatment for varicocele, there is no single option that is ideal for every patient. The most appropriate approach depends on several factors, including the severity of the varicocele, the presence of symptoms, and whether fertility is affected. In some cases, treatment may not be necessary. If the varicocele is mild and does not cause pain or fertility problems, doctors may simply recommend regular follow-up without any intervention. However, when the condition causes persistent discomfort or is associated with abnormal semen analysis results, treatment may be recommended to improve symptoms or support fertility. In many specialized centers, microsurgical varicocelectomy is considered one of the most precise and commonly used treatments. This technique allows surgeons to identify and close the enlarged veins with greater accuracy. In other cases, embolization may be considered as a minimally invasive alternative. This method closes the affected veins from the inside using a catheter. Ultimately, the best treatment option depends on the individual evaluation of each patient, including symptoms, test results, and the recommendation of the medical team. How is varicocele surgery performed? Varicocele surgery is generally considered a relatively simple procedure that aims to close the enlarged veins responsible for blood pooling around the testicle. The goal is to improve blood circulation by redirecting blood flow through healthy veins and reducing pressure around the testicle. The procedure usually begins with Anesthesia, which may be local with mild sedation or general anesthesia depending on the surgical technique and the patient's condition. After anesthesia, the surgeon makes a small incision to access the enlarged veins. The affected veins are then carefully identified and tied or sealed, while preserving important structures such as the arteries and lymphatic vessels surrounding the testicle. Once the enlarged veins are closed, the incision is carefully closed as well. The procedure typically takes about 30 to 60 minutes, depending on the technique used and the complexity of the case. In most situations, patients are able to return home on the same day, especially when the procedure is uncomplicated and recovery is stable. Recovery after varicocele surgery. In most cases, varicocele treatment successfully resolves the problem on a long-term basis, especially when the procedure is performed using precise surgical techniques. However, it is important for patients to understand that varicocele can return in a small percentage of cases. This situation is known as varicocele recurrence. It may occur if some small veins remain untreated during the procedure or if new venous pathways develop over time. Fortunately, the risk of recurrence is generally relatively low, particularly when advanced techniques such as microsurgical varicocelectomy are used. The magnification provided by the surgical microscope allows surgeons to identify and treat the veins more accurately. In clinical practice, most patients do not experience recurrence after treatment. Regular follow-up with a doctor can help ensure that the results remain stable and that the testicle continues to function normally. Can varicocele return after treatment? Recovery after varicocele surgery is usually relatively quick, and most patients can return to normal daily activities within a short period of time. During the first few days after the procedure, patients may experience mild pain or discomfort around the surgical area. This is normal and typically improves gradually over the following days. Patients are usually advised to rest during the first few days and avoid heavy physical activity. Doctors may also recommend wearing supportive underwear to help support the scrotum and reduce swelling. In most cases, patients can return to light daily activities or work within a few days. However, strenuous exercise and heavy lifting are usually avoided for 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the doctor's instructions. When varicocele surgery is performed to improve fertility, the changes in semen quality do not appear immediately. The body needs time to produce new sperm, so improvements in semen analysis may become noticeable after several months. Important tips for patients with varicocele. Many men can live with varicocele without major problems, especially when the condition is mild and does not cause noticeable symptoms. However, a few simple habits may help reduce discomfort and improve daily comfort. One helpful step for some patients is avoiding prolonged standing whenever possible. Since standing for long periods can increase pressure in the scrotal veins and may worsen the feeling of heaviness or discomfort. Wearing supportive underwear may also be beneficial. This type of support can help stabilize the scrotum and reduce excessive movement of the testicles, which may lessen discomfort in some cases. Some patients notice that symptoms become more noticeable after intense physical activity or heavy lifting. If this happens, reducing excessive strain may help improve comfort. Finally, it is important not to ignore persistent symptoms. If testicular pain continues or becomes worse over time, it is best to consult a doctor for proper evaluation to determine whether further assessment or treatment may be needed. Common mistakes among patients with varicocele. After being diagnosed with a varicocele, some patients develop misconceptions due to inaccurate information they find online. One of the most common misunderstandings is the belief that having a varicocele automatically means infertility. In reality, many men with varicocele have completely normal fertility and never experience problems having children. Another common mistake is assuming that every varicocele requires surgery. This is not always the case. Depending on the severity of the condition and the results of medical tests, many patients only need regular monitoring rather than immediate treatment. For this reason, a proper medical evaluation remains the most important step before making any treatment decision. When to worry about varicocele. In most cases, varicocele is not a serious condition and may not require treatment. However, certain situations should prompt a medical evaluation. You should consider seeing a doctor if you experience persistent or worsening testicular pain, noticeable swelling in the scrotum, a visible enlargement of veins that continues to grow, fertility problems when trying to conceive, a difference in testicle size, especially in teenagers. Early evaluation helps determine whether the varicocele requires treatment or simple monitoring. Frequently asked questions: is varicocele dangerous? In most cases, varicocele is not considered a dangerous condition. Many men have mild varicoceles that do not cause symptoms or health problems. However, in some cases it may affect fertility or cause discomfort in the testicle, and treatment may be recommended when necessary. Can varicocele cause erectile dysfunction? Varicocele is usually not a direct cause of erectile dysfunction. However, in some patients it may affect overall testicular function, especially if the condition influences hormone levels. Can varicocele go away without treatment? Varicocele usually does not disappear on its own. If the condition is mild and does not cause symptoms, doctors may simply recommend observation. If it causes pain or affects fertility, treatment may be considered. Does every varicocele require surgery? No. Not every patient needs surgery. Many cases are mild and do not require intervention. Treatment is usually considered when the varicocele causes persistent pain or affects semen analysis results. How long does varicocele surgery take? Varicocele surgery typically takes about 30 to 60 minutes, depending on the surgical technique and the individual case. Most patients can return home on the same day. When does fertility improve after varicocele surgery? Improvements in fertility do not occur immediately after surgery. The body needs time to produce new sperm, so improvements in semen analysis are usually seen after 3 to 6 months. Can varicocele return after treatment? Yes, varicocele can recur in a small percentage of cases. However, the risk is relatively low, especially when precise surgical techniques are used. Does varicocele affect testosterone? In some cases, varicocele may influence testosterone production, particularly when the condition is more advanced. However, many men with varicocele maintain normal hormone levels. Can exercise or gym work affect varicocele? Exercise itself does not cause varicocele. However, heavy lifting or intense workouts may increase discomfort or the feeling of heaviness in some patients. Can you live with varicocele without treatment? Yes. Many men live with varicocele without needing treatment, especially when the condition is mild and does not cause symptoms or fertility issues. Regular medical follow-up can help ensure that the condition remains stable. Summary: varicocele is a common condition that can affect men at different ages, and it is often discovered during a routine medical examination or while evaluating possible causes of infertility. In many men, varicocele is mild and does not cause noticeable symptoms, which means treatment may not always be necessary. However, in some cases it can lead to testicular discomfort or affect sperm quality, and treatment may be recommended to relieve symptoms or support fertility. If you have been diagnosed with varicocele or are experiencing persistent testicular discomfort, a proper medical evaluation can help clarify the situation and determine whether treatment is needed. Tests such as testicular Doppler ultrasound and semen analysis allow doctors to assess the condition accurately and guide the most appropriate management plan. Was this helpful? Yes, no, submit, cancel. Thanks for your feedback.